Joining me, hopefully on the line now, is Peter Knight, Sergeant Peter Knight from Waiheke Police. How are you, Peter?
Yeah, very good, thank you.
Ah, good morning. We got you there. The phones are always a tricky thing, and never know whether it's going to work or not. So Peter, we wanted to have a bit of a chat about, I suppose, the winter. There's some crimes kind of going on, aren't there, that may be unique to a place like Waiheke and also this time of year.
Yeah, not just unique to Waiheke, but a lot of sort of holiday places and holiday resorts where people are away or absent from their house for an extended period of time, and it gives the opportunity for the opportunist to come in and have a look around their house and see what's there for their taking, and it's generally over the winter. We have a few of these things happen when there's shorter hours in the day, and people come over and find that they might have been missing a few bottles of wine or someone's been sleeping in their house.
So is it mainly people going in and just kind of taking that opportunity to see what they can find, or is it, do you get a few cases of people kind of going, well, I've got nowhere to live, I'm going to bunk down for a while?
We do get the odd one of those. Might get the odd transient traveller or a youth that might sort of decide to sort of brave and test the scene, so to speak, and see what they can get away with. That's a bit of a challenge. But we're pretty lucky on Waiheke that we don't sort of have the massive house burglaries like we get in the cities, where your TV goes and your stereos and all that sort of stuff. What happens here is pretty minor in the big picture, as I say, but it certainly is a nuisance that someone's been in the house.
And you've got a pretty good clearance rate as well, haven't you, on those kind of burglaries here on the island?
Yeah, we're very lucky. We've got pretty good cooperation from the local community, and they're reasonably vigilant, and a good example of that the other day was up on Hill Road, where a local resident noticed some louver windows on a house that had been removed and thought it was unusual, gave us a call, and we went straight around there and found a young person in the house.
Got a bit of a shock when you turned up, I imagine.
Yes, wasn't expecting us, I guess. So that was a good catch, and then we managed to track him down and tie him into another property in the Miro that had been broken into a couple of times. So, as far as clearance goes, we are reasonably good, as I say, because we do get a lot of good information from the local community.
So what kind of things should people be looking out for? I mean, what are the telltale signs that, perhaps, houses in the neighbourhood have been entered or have got people in there?
Well, the biggest thing is knowing your neighbours and knowing what they're doing and what they're up to and what their movements are. Some people sort of say, oh, it's a bit nosy what they're up to, but I think it's good that you've got another set of eyes. Generally, if you know that they're not going to be there and there's lights on or curtains or windows are open or get closed that shouldn't be when people are there, any changes to the property, so a good neighbour generally should just notice what's going on. Not to say stand there and stare in the windows at all, but just notice any changes around the property is quite a good indication.
So, I mean, there are a lot of places around the island, which are rented out, and so the people may be used to seeing people in the houses next door that they don't know, who are there for a couple of days and come and go. Is there any problems with those people who are renting those homes, or any way of kind of discriminating between, well, this is someone who's probably paying a hefty fee to stay there compared to someone who's just decided to help themselves?
Yes, obviously, looking at the people that's in there, if you are living next door to a holiday home, it's quite good if the owner of that holiday home perhaps let you know that someone's coming or going, although it's a bit hard on every case. We had a recent case where a holiday home was let to somebody and the house next door got burgled. We're not 100% sure that there was people staying in the holiday home, but there's certainly no one else in the area that we could think it might be. So if you are renting out your holiday homes, it's really important that you get as much information about the person that's using your home. And generally that scares them off if you're asking for their registration, their details, perhaps an extra kin or contact. Just the more information you get for these people that are likely to have a go at your house or neighbouring property, they get a little bit scared of giving out that information, but it's also handy for us to track it down later on if something does happen.
Okay, and you also the other day had an arrest with someone with a reasonable amount of methamphetamine.
That's correct, yes. come from a traffic stop, or they would have. Once again, there's been a little bit of activity in that scene on the island in the last two or three months, and we've had quite a few people come and tell us about it. And we just happened to notice this person who we'd been told about a while ago, so we stopped and had a look and found him with some a reasonable amount of amphetamine on him.
And so what a kind of quantity that would be, an amount for supply rather than personal use?
Yes, he's going to be charged for possession for supply. Initially, we thought he only had a personal use amount, but we found some more when we searched him thoroughly. So that's bumped it up a little bit as far as he goes.
Okay, and other than that, it's the drunk drivers have been keeping you busy.
Yes, this week we had a couple, two last week, but previous week we had five. And concerning fact, there was the level of one of them. He was up over 1,200, and he just got his license, well, just finished his disqualification period, and about 3 weeks later driving. And we're very lucky that we were alerted to him, and the two guys that were working at the time noticed him, because he actually hit the curve, and they believe that if he'd been let go a bit further, he might have actually hit somebody or done a bit more serious damage. So once again, we get told about those things reasonably often, but too often in my book.
So, I mean, one of the things I think that people are sometimes a bit puzzled about on Waiheke is, you know, when there's something, you know, that's not, say, a 111 call, you know, I think that maybe, you know, looks like, you know, the door's ajar at the house next door, or, you know, notice something and it seems a bit odd. You know, what is the best process for people to kind of let you know about those kind of things?
Well, if there's something happening there and then, if you think there's someone on your property, or if you think that someone might be in the address, do that 111. We'll decide whether it's an emergency or not. We'd rather you do that than not do it and perhaps ring us a few hours later when we've lost the opportunity to secure some evidence or even catch the person. So don't hesitate to use that 111 when something is happening there and then if you're not sure. We certainly won't criticise you for ringing us at all, so don't be shy. But if it's just a run-of-the-mill, you've gone and checked your neighbour's house and found that the back door's left open or a window's left open, just call us at the station. Our staff, you've got access to the staff 24/7 here on the island, so they're pretty lucky, the community. So if it's there and then, ring us. And even if it's the middle of the night and you notice a door open, give the line of call. It goes through our communication centre and they'll get in touch with the office that's working at the time to come and check it.
All right. And I noticed the other day, actually, that there's a little line outside the station itself there, isn't it? A kind of intercom system.
There's a phone there that will call if someone's in the station, and I just actually need to check to see whether it is going through to the communication centre when we switch the phones over. But certainly the guys, if they're working there during the week and they're in the station, you go and use that bell, and they should come to the front door if they're in the station. Our office hours are between 8:30 and 4:30 during the day. That's when we have the doors open and the counters manned. But there's always somebody around pretty much all the time.
All right, so the message really is kind of get to know your neighbours and keep an eye out.
Yes, get to know your neighbours. If you're going away yourself, let your neighbours know or friends know that can drive past. Make sure your mailbox is cleared so that it's not collecting up junk mail. Perhaps if you've got someone who's going away for a long time, someone come and check your property, open and close your curtains, set up night lights. Night lights are pretty cheap, but come on in rooms, and it sort of indicates that someone might be at home. Put out light sensors, they're very good for attracting attention if someone's wandering around your property. But it's just, yeah, just being vigilant, and as I say, just get to know your neighbour and know their movements if you can.
Good stuff. Well, thanks very much for joining us, Peter.
No problem. Have a good weekend.
Okay, you too.
Okay, bye.
That's Sergeant Peter Knight there from the Waiheke Police, talking about just kind of how to keep an eye on on your neighbours and properties around the place. It is the time of year when sometimes people take advantage of some of those empty properties and go in and help themselves.